Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All don't right, you hurt my dog! 689. Yeah, I can't believe you bitches couldn't get to 700.
Oh, that is
awesome.
Oh, man.
That's honestly delicious.
Really yeah.
Yeah, we got more?
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
I could argue it's almost when he gets too the sweet. Board, like, it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Let me give you a little hope on this if you're a Texans fan. Keep in mind, the Texans have played the two best teams in the AFC. The Steelers have given up 16 points to the Giants and 21 points to a Broncos team with a backup quarterback. So, yeah, their defenses look terrific, but look what it's been terrific against. So, to me, Texans offense ought to be better than the Giants and the Broncos. So, if you're looking for some positive, I'll give you that.
Okay.
That's about all I got, but I'm trying to give you some positives here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get us on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 and check us out there. You can hear what goes on the breaks. It's actually slowed down quite a bit on the break since happy hour. So happy hour. I still wish we did happy hour at 6 o'clock. I just think that would make for a better show.
It would just be me and you and Aaron.
That's the problem, yeah. You know, if these guys care that much, they can come to us. We don't have to go to them. Except Josh won't hang around. So... yeah, it's just, you know.
Quit complaining.
I'm not complaining.
You can't have a couple. Like, you're the one who was like extra shots today. That's on you.
No, it's just that whenever you drink and then you stop drinking, it's like, oh, this is not fun.
I mean, we usually have beer in here. Feel free.
No, I'm not. I mean,
I've got one in the fridge.
No, I didn't.
I didn't open any beers because I thought Fred was trying to diet.
I am. That's part of the problem. You're allowed to be cranky over your diet, and I'm not. That's how this works. That's what you're telling me.
You don't hear me crying?
Yeah, you've been crying all week about it. I'm on a diet. I can't drink beer.
I've been on a diet for a month. You've been on a diet for like 2 days.
3 days.
Okay, 3 days.
Yeah, you were real fun the first 3 days of yours, too, by the way. This is like nobody else is allowed to have a complaint about anything.
Did you ever hear me complain about happy hour, Aaron? Have I ever been that bummed about my diet that I was complaining
about? I'm not complaining about happy hour. I'm just complaining that I wish it was 6 o'clock.
That's complaining.
That's not complaining. How's that complaining?
Is that complaining?
Complaining is, oh, happy hour sucks. I don't want to do it.
No, I'm opting out.
I'm opting out of happy hour. That's complaining. It's like, man, it'd be cool if it were at 6 o'clock. It's not complaining.
But it kicks off the show. It gets everybody else is getting in their cars, headed home for the weekend, so that gets them amped up.
Happy hour's perfect.
Okay, fine. I'm opting out of happy hour. Now I'm complaining.
Fine.
You happy?
Fine. Bye.
Most people get off work at 5, so I think you could get more Twitch viewers if you did it at 5 or 6. The problem is...
well, then they're in their cars even then. So either way, we're trying to find people that are...
well, I mean, but the problem is you can't ask Josh to come back at 6 o'clock. So I get it. I'd rather have Josh here. But in a perfect world, Josh would be coming on after, and we'd do it at 6 o'clock, in my opinion. That's all. That's not a complaint. It's just it would be a lot cooler if we did it at 6.
I don't know. I think 4 o'clock is the coolest.
Yeah, see, I don't drink at 4 o'clock. That's a problem, ordinarily.
Well, you don't have to get drunk. I mean, you're taking two drinks. Who's getting drunk?
No, but when you drink and then you have to do a serious show afterwards, it doesn't feel right to me. It would feel more right. Because like most of the time when we do goofy stuff, it's in the 6 o'clock hour.
I don't know. Like, to me, I don't know if anyone's ever gotten drunk at happy hour.
No, well, Trey
has.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but Trey doesn't really drink. He's brand new to drinking.
Tyler did those first couple when he was doing those gigantic blue bombs and the...
I don't know if that was drunk. I think that was just he felt like butt.
No, there were a couple times where I would have him stand up from his desk and ask him a question, and then the second he'd stand up, he'd go, oh, hold on, give me a minute, I'll be there.
And by the way, you guys call me grumpy old man. I'd like to see your sorry asses come in here and take that shot that we did last week. Aussie words. Yeah. I'm making a suggestion. That's it.
All right.
I withdraw my suggestion because clearly no one cares. But, yeah, so I say we do 3 hours of straight happy hour. That's a win-win.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, I would be down for that. It's just there is stuff we need to talk about. And presumably not being drunk.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think any of us are ever really drunk when we're talking. I mean,
no, you get a little buzzed.
Now. I'm not drunk now.
But you get a little buzzed when you first do those shots, briefly. It won't last very long. But, you know, other people get drunk, but they're not doing the show. But if we kept drinking the whole time, like if I pull in one of those big beers you got in there and kept drinking that, yeah, I'd be drunk. Probably be more fun. But, you know, hyper serious stuff like the...
Like the Texans game?
Like the non-pedo positive COVID update might come out wrong. I mean, like, positive COVID.
Do you have one of those today?
I do. I have two positive updates, and then I have one thing that's kind of a negative.
Okay, I got a negative.
Okay, why don't you do your negative first?
My wife sent me this. She was reading a story today, and it's from FoxNews.com.
Oh, dear.
I will say this. Anytime there's negative COVID news on Fox News, I tend to believe it because... Fox News, you would think, would say COVID's not real. It's not even a thing. Here's a paragraph. A new COVID-19 mutation appears to be even more contagious, according to a study.
This was my negative one.
And experts say it could be a response by the virus to defeat masks and other social distancing efforts. What? We're all dead.
That was going to be my negative one, except here's the problem. First off, that study was from Houston, by the way. Thanks a lot. Whoever did that, you're probably listening. You know, you're an Aussie word, too.
I mean, it could be a doctor.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean he's right or her. And doctors aren't always right. But I have two thoughts on that, and I'm going to turn it into a positive. If that's the case, nothing we do matters. Let's quit even trying. Let's just go back to normal, and whatever happens, happens. Second of all, you're trying to tell me a virus is smart enough to figure out a mask?
Yeah, it's got a brain now?
Yeah, I think this is... Honestly, I think this is BS. I think it's we're not scaring people enough with the COVID. We got to come up with something else. And I'm sure it mutates because they all do. But somehow it's going to mutate into this alien creature that can go through a mask. And, oh, wait a minute, 6 feet apart, I can't get there? I'm going to mutate to 8 feet. You're screwed, people. Really? I mean, I get your scientists. I get that's your job. I also get that when the COVID goes away, guess what? We don't talk about you guys anymore. You're like the weatherman with the hurricane. And this happens every week, man. There's always some story about, don't get too positive because of this. So I'm going to give you my two positive stories.
Okay.
Number one, another day. Another day where the numbers have gone down, new cases in Houston area. Boom, done, suck it. Number two, even the Chronicle had to write something positive. Houston appears to have survived the Labor Day weekend without a COVID-19 spike, according to the Chronicle. Not only not a spike, numbers still going down. So as your non-pedo COVID-19 positive news guy, I'm going to choose to focus on that, but... Yeah, this study, and just some of the details, a new COVID-19 mutation appears to be even more contagious, according to a study, and experts say it could be a response by the virus to defeat masks and other social distancing efforts. How does a virus defeat masks?
Well, if it stops being stopped by the mask, it wins.
I mean, but that's the mutation. It's like, okay, well, and by the way, it's not like everybody was wearing their mask. So where did this virus learn this?
I mean, it's a viruses mutate, though. You know this is a real thing.
I do, but they mutate.
Just like the flu is different every year because it says this flu shot is trying to stop me. Well, I got to work around it. It's like the human body.
The
human body adjusts to what's going on.
But, I mean, how do you adjust to a mask? How do you adjust to social distancing? If you're more contagious, that's one thing. That's easy. I mean, this one's already easy to spread. We've seen that. But I just think it's kind of, I find it hard to believe that it's mutated to where masks don't matter and social distancing doesn't matter. But if that's the case, then why are we doing anything?
I don't know.
We should.
We still got to do what we can. You want to just go like, okay, well, we're breathing in, everybody breathes in carbon monoxide every day. Does that mean we put our mouth on a tailpipe? No.
Yeah, but if it's really going to be where nothing you do matters, then we're just going to lock everybody in their homes for 2 years. We're not going to have a society. You can't do that. You just have to say, you know what? Screw it. We're all going to go. And if you get it, you get it. But, I mean, to me, it's absolutely pointless if the damn thing can't be stopped at all. It's pointless to lock everybody in their homes. Because how long are you going to do that?
I don't know. I mean, this goes back to the discussion we had back in March. I mean,
I still think I was right. Which is but the problem is that people won't do what they're supposed to. If we just followed the rules then, we wouldn't have destroyed our economy, but it's also different in different places. And I think if it gets really bad in one place, you react that way. But I don't think there was a blanket answer for everything. Like when it got really bad in New York, it's probably the right thing to do to shut it down. When it got really bad here,
Well, I mean, I think they were trying to shut it down before every place turned into New York.
Yeah.
Which, makes sense. If you think it's reasonable to shut it down when it got to New York levels, it makes sense for people
to do it before New York. But I think New York's different because you talk about a condensed population of 8 million people that ride the subway together and all that. That's not the same as here. It's spread out here. I mean, I don't think every place is created equal.
I mean, where we live is spread out, but go downtown. You're walking by thousands of people every
day. Not anymore, you aren't.
No, but pre-COVID, go out on a Friday night, a Saturday night in Midtown. You're telling me that's not a super spreader situation?
No, but I mean, I I'm not saying that we should have kept doing that. I'm saying there were ways that we could have mitigated it just by saying, all right, we're not going to be in crowds this big. We are going to wear masks. We are going to social distance. Do the things we're doing now. If we'd just done that then, I don't think you would have seen the spread that you've seen. But the problem was people didn't do that. Because think about how many damn block parties and crap like that were going on when it was at its worst, and people didn't act responsibly. And that's my biggest issue. If people would just act responsibly and do what they're supposed to do, then we wouldn't have had to stop our lives. And if we got in a really bad situation, then yeah, you do it. And then we got to a bad situation. But we're not in a bad situation anymore. And, I'm not going to be worried about some stupid mutation that I don't even believe that they're right about. So, anyway.
Well, I mean, it's one study.
Right.
I don't think it's like locked in as a fact.
But I mean, absolutely, it's going to mutate. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
That's what viruses do.
Yeah, but we're taking the angle that it's mutating into something that can overcome everything, basically.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just think it's a bit much.
I hope that's not the case.
And I'm
going to keep wearing my Boomer Naturals mask, though. I can tell you that because it may be able to beat a mask. I don't think it's going to beat Nano Silver. What is it, a vampire? You beating Nano Silver now, virus? I don't think so, pal. That's what Boomer Naturals has going for it that other masks don't. They've got Nano Silver technology woven into the mask to protect you from the virus and the particles and the spittle that other masks just can't. And I'll say this, it's very comfortable, it's very breathable, and it still protects you. That's what's important. You've got to wear a mask. You might as well wear one that actually protects you, and that's what Boomer Naturals does. Now, if you want to save 20% on your mask, you can go to boomernaturals.com. You can use the promo code Hoffman, and you'll save 20% on your entire order. If you're saying, hey, I need a mask today, okay, go to CVS. They've got them in all the CVS stores now. All you got to do is say, hey, where's those Boomer Naturals masks? They've got them there. boomernaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman, save 20% today at boomernaturals.com. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's
time to go. Here we go.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is, dang, Fred is finally waking up that this coronavirus is all a hoax. At what point did I ever say it was a hoax? I've had friends die from it, dickweed. I'm just saying what I've said all along.
Well, you have to be way on one side or the other, Fred. Well, it's either a hoax or it's the worst thing in the world.
And that's the problem. And it's these guys who keep talking about, it's a hoax. Then you're the ones not wearing your mask, and you're the ones who wind up spreading it. And that's a problem because you're the ones going to the bars and stuff and not into bars where there's a bunch of people. And I've said all along, I mean, I've been very, very clear about this, and I don't know why that would ever change. I like going out. I wear my mask when I go out. When I go to the table with my friends, I take it off. The place I went to Saturday, they check your temperature before you go in. We were all socially distanced. I went to one place that was really crowded. Guess what I did? I turned around and left. And if that's all you do, guess what? You're not going to be out spreading, especially if you're sitting outside. Then, you know, until this new mutation that apparently can kill masks and go 40 feet away, till that comes and gets us. But, I mean, it's really simple. I believe in having your freedom to go out and do stuff if you're willing to protect other people and follow the rules. And so it's you guys saying stuff like that, that it's a hoax. You're the ones that's not doing it. So, yeah, you can suck it. Anyway.
So Jason Braddock finally showed up.
Yeah.
Said he was going to be here at, what, 4?
Yeah, he said he overslept.
Well, that's
Jason has a really weird sleep schedule.
Yeah. He brought in a bottle of menthol tobacco vodka and a bottle of regular tobacco flavored vodka.
Wait, there's one that's not menthol?
Yep.
Well, that sounds like our shot for next week.
Aw. I already had some. I have a listener pick up some for that next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen.
This will be 2 weeks.
We ain't running out of time, boys.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from now, we'll do the regular tobacco.
Okay. Way to go, Jason.
Should I spoil what next week's is, or should we let
you
people
can go ahead
sit
and
on
throw
the
it
hook
out there?
So we've got oh man.
It's Old Forester aged in Tabasco barrels, right?
Oh my.
Yep.
Which is really weird.
That actually doesn't sound bad though.
Old Forester is good whiskey.
It is good whiskey.
Tabasco in your booze has the potential to be a disaster.
Tabasco's hit and miss, depending on what you put it on. Like, there's some things I'll put Tabasco on.
Do you
it's
ever
great.
Put it in your drinks?
I've never put it in my drink. Although, I've seen drinks where they put Tabasco in it, but it's
like Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
and stuff, which I don't.
And
like.
I hate Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But there was one place east of San Antonio in the state that had it. And thanks to listener John up in Porter, who went and grabbed the bottle for me. He's going to bring it to me next week.
Attaboy, Johnny.
So, yeah.
We have the best
Tabasco
listeners.
Whiskey.
I do think if you bring us something like that, you probably should be allowed into happy hour.
That's not allowed. Mm. We're going to find some kind of prize for him, but we can't have him in happy hour, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault. See, I'm more than willing to welcome the people. I just know it's against the rules. Hey, any thoughts on the fights tomorrow night that, since we're on virtual radio row?
I mean, it's hard for me to pick against the Charlo brothers. I think that they both should win, but I do think it's going to be... It's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher than it's going to be tougher than they usually have.
I mean, the guy that Jermall's facing just scared the hell out of Triple G, and that's not easy to do. I can't say his name. It's long Russian name.
That's all right. Davchenko.
Yeah, because there's not you don't pronounce all the
right.
Yeah, but there were people who thought he beat Golovkin. I didn't, but. It's not often that Golovkin gets pushed that hard. Although he's awful old and he's slowing down. But I mean, I'm excited. I bought it already. So looking forward to the fights. 713-780 ESPN. Somebody says, in my opinion, Old Forester is a cheap man's Eagle Rare.
I mean, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Eagle Rare's like super nice booze.
I don't think I'd want Tabasco in it.
Man, y'all are some booze snobs. Poor man's Eagle Rare. Okay.
I think the demographics of our ratings are not showing how rich our listeners actually are.
Oh, man. Eagle Rare is not expensive, though. Eagle Rare is like the best $30 whiskey
but
ever
it's good
created.
Booze.
It's great booze.
And but you to call Old Forester a poor man.
You can get it for $30 if you're lucky enough to be at the store when they've got it. But well, it's not, usually you're going to pay more than that if you want a bottle.
Well, that's if you're buying it on the secondary market.
Right.
But, you know, it's. I kind of have this group, and we all just sort of look for it everywhere we go. And when we find it, we all buy it for each other.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah. But.
It must be nice having friends.
Well, if you weren't so salty all the time.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not missing out. I don't think. I mean, I might be.
Well, I don't know. I got a bottle of Eagle Rare at home. Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. So what did he bring in that?
So we've got a bottle of the Ivanovich menthol tobacco vodka and another bottle of Ivanovich just tobacco vodka.
Just regular tobacco, ugh. No menthol.
That seems even worse.
Well, you don't smoke menthols, do you?
No, but
at least the like mint.
Yeah, that was the best part of it was the menthol.
Yeah.
Which is not saying much now. That's like saying the, you know, that was the Texans' best game so far. But I'm not fired up about that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Anything else you want to get into on this Texans-Steelers game?
Not really. I feel like we've kind of hit it all.
I just figured we've got a few minutes left in the segment. If we're going to hit it again, now's the time.
No, I mean, this is it's an opportunity for Deshaun to come out and really kind of prove what I've been saying wrong. And I don't know that he can do it all in one day, but it'd be nice to see him start trending in that direction. And I'm sure if he does have a big game, I won't hear the end of it next week. But and I'm okay with that.
Well, and that'll still only be 2 elite games in 11. So
right.
honestly, I'm not going to forget about that until that trend turns into something more normal. If you get to 4-9, all right, then I'll say you're playing well. But one game's
he's
not
got to get working in that direction, though.
But the truth is, if you're going to win games, he's supposed to go out and win them for you.
Yeah.
And now's the time. And you know, Ben hasn't looked that great, but I do think that there are some weaknesses in the Texans' offense that the Steelers are going to be able to take advantage of. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Steelers win. Just because if you give me Big Ben in the last minute of a game versus Deshaun in the last minute of a game, I'm probably going to take Big Ben.
Yeah.
Because he's got a good history of it. But I do think the key for the Texans, they're going to have to find a way to run the football. And they did run it pretty well against the Chiefs. They just didn't have the ball enough. So if they can do that, then they'll have a shot. But if he has to, if he does that stupid drop back, where the Steelers are sending 7 guys and he's sending 3 guys on the route and they're all running fly patterns, then he's going to get sacked 26 times. TJ Watt is going to eat his soul if they do that. I mean, yeah. I've got to see, if you're going to run that play, and I know you listen, Bill O'Brien, if you're going to run that play, you've got to drag somebody over the middle as a safety valve or have somebody just run 5 yards and sit underneath. Just in case the blitz gets there, because gosh, when you're sending 7 and 8 guys against 5, they're probably going to get there. But just in case the blitz gets there, he drops it off to them. You get 5 or 6 yards. You move on to the next play. Seems a little simple to me, but what do I know? Just an old man who hates the COVID.
All right. You know what I don't hate? Boxing. Love it. And I'll be tuned in this weekend. I know you will, Fred. Guys, both Charlo brothers, both of them fighting. Showtime doubleheader. And you'll be treated to 2 stack fight cards on one night for one price. At $74.99 is going to get you all these fights. 6 fights in all, 5 world titles on the line. And the main events, the identical twins, Jermell and Jermall Charlo, attempting to defend their titles in what should be really good fights. Jason Rosario taking on Jermell in a unification bout. Not going to be a walkover fight. And Jermall, who's undefeated, Sergey Dervishenko is a legitimate dude. And he's going to – it's not going to be what you normally see with these Charlo fights where basically they're just running over guys. I think this is going to be a really good competitive fight. Here's how you get your hands on it. Purchase the Charlo doubleheader within the Showtime app, or you can order online at Showtime.com, or, of course, you can just contact your pay-per-view provider. But make sure you get tuned in to Jermell and Jermall Charlo, both defending their world titles Saturday night, only on Showtime pay-per-view.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Late hits, Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock at 7. Hall of Fame, Booker T and Brad at 9. Breeze through a couple of news things. Both Adam Silver and Gary Bettman say their leagues will be unlikely to start before 2021. No shock there.
Yeah, not at all.
And probably for the best. Tom Cruise is flying to space in 2021 for a movie. There's that. And your Astros match.
I mean, easier than Hollywood right now, isn't it?
Probably. Well, they're going to make a Mission Impossible movie in space, and he's actually going to go to the space station.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, how many Mission Impossible movies are there?
I lost count. I mean,
do you love them?
Do I love them? No, but they're like, you know, it's like the John Wick movies. I'll watch them. But I have no expectations. It's just going to be fun. I mean, I know the plot's the same in every one. It's like, okay, you know, somehow they get disowned by the government again and they have to go form this thing on them by themselves, find out who did it, find out the bad guys. Travel all over the world. They get the bad guys, and they go back to the government. That's every one of them. Every single one of those movies has the same plot, and I know it. It's like if you're a fan of NCIS. Every single one of those, same plot.
I'm not a fan of that either.
I'm not either, but, you know.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
But even
it's always the same.
But even Law & Order. Law & Order, as much as I love watching the replays over and over and over again, it's essentially the same story. You know, it's, okay, the law guys find a murder or a rape or whatever, and they're investigating, and they interview a guy early who winds up being the guy.
I will say, I used to watch a show like that called House.
Yeah, House was always the same, too.
I mean, I thought House was fantastic television, but it was one of those shows that where it always ends the same.
Yeah, and he always, like, the kid or the woman almost dies, and then he comes up at the last minute with what it was.
What was the show that Josh Jackson was in? It was like what the hell was the name of that show?
Dawson's Creek?
Not Dawson's Creek. This was more recent. Him and his dad was the scientist. You know what I'm talking about, Fred?
God. Somebody says it's going to be the 7th Mission Impossible. I mean, I've seen them all.
Fringe is the name.
Fringe,
of the
okay,
show.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that show, actually.
That was a good show, too, but it kind of had some of that same stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the real Frodo says, House taught me one thing, it's never lupus.
That's true.
Yeah, but
Fringe was like the J.J. Abrams show.
And, yeah. And
it was, again, good TV. I enjoyed it, but I pretty much knew what was going to happen at the end of every episode.
And there's a lot of shows like that, and they're very successful. And I don't, you know, I'm not in any way being critical of that. But it's like every Harlequin romance is the same thing.
Right.
And I guess it's not, I guess it's Hallmark Channel now. It used to be Lifetime. Every movie on there is exactly the same. Like, actress who's in her 50s, who everybody's kind of forgotten about, like, say, Kathleen Turner, is living in a small town, and some guy shows up. And, you know, they start becoming friends. Romance ensues. Then it turns out that, his daughter's dying of cancer or something, so he doesn't want to commit. And then it looks like everything's broken off. And at the last minute, they get back together and they're all one big happy family. That is the plot of every movie on Hallmark. Every single one. Not that I watch.
Right.
I have friends who actually
work. You know a guy who knows a guy.
Well, and I have friends who actually work on those movies. And I made a joke about it one time and said, yeah, that's pretty much the plot of everything. But that's okay. People watch it. They love it. And it's not always just about the story. Sometimes it is about the actors and it is about the way that they bring them together. And that's why I like Law and Order so much. But Asymmetric says, or Stu says, there's always a horse. Yeah, there's usually a horse involved in those things, too. I don't know why. But, you know, doing formulaic stuff isn't necessarily a bad thing. And that's what 610 does.
That's true.
It's just a formula. It's the same thing every day.
Yeah.
But, oh, the other news, your Astros one game away from the playoffs. That's what I wanted
They're
to get
in.
To. Yeah, I get the Rangers.
Astros are in, and guess what? No one cares because they're not winning.
That's not what, you know what? I saw some sports map videos today where they're all saying, oh, don't count them out just yet. And I bet you Patrick Creighton's going to say, don't count them out just yet. So, I mean, are they wrong? Ken Hoffman wrote a column, says, fear ye not, how MLB history provides plenty of reasons for Astros fans to believe. Palillo writes, make no mistake, the Astros are a real threat to win another pennant.
Okay.
Remarkable.
I guess they're seeing something I don't see. and you know what? To their credit, like, Charlie is probably still watching every Astros game.
Yeah. And
I'm not watching every game anymore. Like, I'll watch every once in a while, like, because my kid wants to watch, but I'm not appointment watching the Astros. And, like, for the last several years, especially this time of year, the Astros had become appointment television. I was watching every game. Now I'm just kind of like, okay. I mean, I guess I'll watch their playoff games, but.
I'm kind of with you that Charlie probably is, his analysis is probably more spot on because he's watching every single game. However, I, just looking at raw numbers as I often do, because I'm almost a Lance Erline numbers guy, but not quite. I don't see it, man. I look at this team and I look at the other teams, and even in the American League, I mean, could they beat the A's in a series? Yeah, but would I pick them? No. I'd pick them over the Jays, maybe. I wouldn't pick them over the Rays. I don't know.
Would you pick them over Oakland?
I mean, I wouldn't pick them over Oakland, but I wouldn't be shocked if they beat them. I just don't think it would happen. But in these short series, obviously, all it takes is a couple of really good starts from your guys.
But here's the other thing.
But
what tells you that your guys are going to give you a really good start? Like, who? Greinke?
Crickets. No, but I mean, when you look at the rest, I mean, the Yankees, I still think, even with their injuries, I wouldn't want to see them in any series.
No.
And frankly, I wouldn't want to see the Rays. I think the Rays are better than the Astros.
I don't think you want to see the White Sox either, because the White Sox have, and the Indians too.
The White Sox have been really crappy.
The White Sox and the Indians have two front end starters. Whatever the rest of their teams, maybe meh, but they've got two front end starters, which is something the Astros don't have. That's a problem.
Yeah, the only thing about the White Sox is they're playing their worst baseball at the wrong time, which you don't want to see going into this.
Guess who else is?
Astros.
Guess who's been playing 500 ball for like the last month?
No, 500 ball is not 3-7, though. I mean, that's where your White Sox are. But yeah, I know you picked them to win, so you got to defend them no matter what, but they're not playing well right now. Would I pick the Astros over them? No. But that's my only concern with them, is they're kind of staggering into this. Oakland's not playing that great right now either. But
I think Oakland is a winnable series for them.
I think anything's winnable except Rays, Yankees, and
you gonna beat the Twins?
Twins is the other one I would throw in there. I think they're all winnable. Would I pick them to win any of those? No. I would pick them to beat the Blue Jays.
I would pick them over the Blue Jays and the A's, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about the A's.
A's without Matt Chapman, and the A's are another team that doesn't have frontline starting pitching.
And they're pretty sucky in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the two teams I'd pick for them to beat.
Hmm. Well, Do we know the official?
And honestly, like, let's just say, let's imagine that they do. Are there any of the top teams in the National League you feel like they could beat if they got
No.
Could they beat the Dodgers or the Padres or the Braves? I'm thinking no chance.
No, it would have to be...
There'd have to be a bunch of huge upsets in the National League, too.
Well, which would
have to be the freaking Marlins.
Wouldn't it be a huge upset, though, if the Astros got through?
Yeah.
So right now, I guess, the way the playoffs would be, A's and Astros in the first round.
I think it's a winnable series.
Best of three. Yeah, well, best of three, I think, is winnable for anybody. I mean, I feel better if I'm the Indians, although they play the Twins, or the White Sox, where I've got two good pitchers, but they play the Yankees. So, this is...
The Rays, I mean, when you think about the Rays have Charlie Morton, they've got Tyler Glasnow, and who's their other guy that I'm missing out on? Who's their other starter?
Blake Snell?
They got three guys that they're going to feel good every game.
Well, here's what the matchups would be. Looks like what they're going to be based on the standings currently. Rays versus Blue Jays.
That's a walkover series.
I think the Rays win. Twins versus Indians.
That's an interesting series. That's offense versus defense.
A's versus Astros.
I think that's an interesting series.
White Sox versus Yankees.
I think that's a great series.
So for all these extra...
I'm interested in these
series.
Well,
I know. Honestly. I mean, for all these extra teams they put in, those are pretty good matchups. I mean, other than Rays, Blue Jays. Here's your NL matchups. I think these don't suck either.
But the NL, only half the teams have actually clinched, right?
Right. I mean, these could change, all right? This is as of today.
Because, like, Cardinals, Reds, Brewers are all within, like, a game of each other.
Right.
I think the Giants
These could change. But as of today, Dodgers, Giants, Braves, Reds... Cubs, Marlins, Padres, Cardinals.
I think the favorites win every one of those series.
Yeah.
I think the NL is going to be kind of chalky. The Braves, Cubs, Dodgers, and Padres feel like they're way better than everybody.
They are, but man, a three-game series, all it takes is two of your guys pitch out of their minds.
Yeah.
That's what I miss about the NBA used to do that mini series. That's how the Rockets beat the Lakers that year, where they had no business beating the Lakers, but for two games. I miss that. I kind of like this idea. I kind of like the whole mini series concept. 316. Hey, guys, my birthday tomorrow. It'd be amazing if you could give a Kansas boy a shout out, if it's from Fred or AJ. It's from both of us. Make my whole damn birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy
dude. Going to be 35.
Oh, nice.
You youngs. Gosh. I remember when I was 35 back in the day. Hell, AJ's going to be talking like that soon.
I'm almost there. I'm telling you. I feel it.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. There's only one segment left. Damn. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the virtual radio row for the Showtime pay-per-view Charlo doubleheader. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. I think our cleaning woman was a little confused. She was coming in here on the break instead. She always comes in right at 7.
Yeah.
I think we confused her by wandering around. All right. Been an interesting week. I think it's been a good week.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's been
there's
good.
Also, besides the boxing, there's also a UFC card this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Two title fights. Jan Blachowicz and Dominic Reyes fighting for the vacant 205 title that Jon Jones left sitting aside so he could go fight at heavyweight. And Israel Adesanya and Paulo Costa, who they had to be separated today at weigh-ins because Costa went in wearing his jiu-jitsu black belt and like kind of tossed a white belt to Adesanya.
It's pretty funny.
And Adesanya like swiped at him with it, and then a quote-unquote melee broke out. And they had to be separated, but I'm looking forward to it, man. That's going to be a fun fight. And usually, you know, Adesanya feels like an automatic win. I don't feel that in this fight. I think it's going to be a good fight. And Costa, he's just a bully. I mean, he runs through everything so he can hit you harder. And guys like that are about the most fun to watch. So should be a really good fight card there as well.
Favorite college game this weekend?
Like my favorite, like that I'm most interesting in watching?
Watching or like, and betting.
Probably from a betting standpoint, this is going to sound super square. I think Alabama first half against Missouri, 17.
Yeah.
I think they just go out and destroy Mizzou. I think Mizzou's a joke. And I think you can all, I think the number's exactly the same on Oklahoma, Kansas State. Oklahoma first half minus 17. Remember Kansas State lost to Arkansas State, and Oklahoma, who won 48-0 against Missouri State, they were up 41-0 at halftime. Like they're scoring at will.
Right, right.
And here's something else to remember: Kansas State, Lincoln Riley's only playoff or loss before the playoffs last year. So I don't think he's going to forget that. My guess is they go out there and look to embarrass Kansas State, who's had very little practice because of COVID stuff. So I think Oklahoma first half is a pretty big play, too.
I like over in the Aggie game for some reasons we talked about yesterday, whenever the spread's 30 and the total is 40. So, and I've always done that. That's been a trend that I've always followed because I think if they're that good, they're going to score 40-plus themselves. They don't need Vanderbilt to score. And I like Texas.
I think I do, too. I haven't pulled a trigger on them yet, but I think that they're going to call the number.
And I keep seeing some people say, oh, Tech's got a chance against... At what?
Tech had a chance to lose to Houston Baptist.
Yeah. That's and what no disrespect to Houston Baptist, but little different animal than UT.
I've been saying this is the most talented Texas team that they've had since Mack Brown. And if they can't win this year, and I'm not saying win the whole thing, but I'm saying if they aren't in the conversation, and I'm not talking about going 7-3.
Right.
I'm talking about like if they're not winning 8 or 9 games or 10 games,
they need to be competing with Oklahoma for the Big 12 yes. title, and only Oklahoma.
And if they don't, there's a problem. There's really a problem with Tom Herman, because right now the groceries are there
right.
to make a good meal. He's got the best quarterback in the conference, arguably. One of the better defenses. Well,
he does, unless the Spencer Rattler kid turns out to be what he looks like. But otherwise, yes, agreed. Yeah, but we'll find out. And if I were a betting man, they'll lose a couple games we don't expect them to. But it ain't going to be this week. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said
this week.
First off, this damn Beta's here, which...
What a crummy name.
You know what? It does. It sounds like a bad science fiction character, right? Beta, and, you know, go ahead and enforce the rain on Houston.
Like it's an 80s movie.
Yeah, screw that. Or a frat.
Yeah.
Dudes, let's get drunk and pee on Houston.
Do you want to get paid $50,000 to explore U.S. national parks while drinking beer?
I thought you offered this job already.
No, this is a...
New job?
This is a new one. This is Michelob Ultra.
Can I drink other beer?
No, but it has to be Michelob Ultra.
Fred also better dental hygiene than Danny DeVito from...
True.
When he was the Penguin.
True. And did not fondle young women, as he did.
Right. Well, he had flippers, so can it even be considered fondling?
I mean, it's, you know, he was trying to get young hot chick to hook up with
him. A flipper, that's just like, it's almost like a brushing up. Fondling seems like a...
I mean, you can flip and fondle.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I don't know. I'm no expert. Isn't Venus... which one is made of all gas?
Well, I think we thought it was Venus, and apparently it's something else. It's made of something else.
Okay.
It's made of lava.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's like gas, except not.
Yeah, but they can have it. I mean, what are we going to do with lava?
Right.
I mean, they don't even make the soap anymore.
and then JNCOs in high school. And I, like, I wouldn't let my parents buy me knockoff JNCOs. I had to have the real deal. And then what's even more absurd is the real deal usually had, like, some little tagger kid with his skateboard on the bottom of the what do you call a leg sleeve? What do you call the bottom of your jeans? It's not the end of your sleeve.
Pant leg.
The bottom of the pant leg. Yeah. Everyone likes Tom Petty.
I mean, how can you not?
I don't know anyone who's like, Tom Petty, not for me.
Pedophile seat recliners, probably them.
Pedophiles, more like it.
Frodo says I'm. That was pretty good. Byron Jones of the Dolphins. Who did that?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Fat finger. Sorry.
I thought that was me, and I'm like, God, I feel so stupid.
No.
I mean, the only time I went to the gay bar was in Dallas, and that was sort of by accident, except for the second night when you guys wanted to go back, and that was not by accident.
Well, you picked it the first time.
No, I did not pick it. That is a myth.
You were putting
Nick
charge.
And I.
You were putting
Nick charge. And I both asked the bartender, "Hey, where's a place we can go since this is closing?"
Did you ask a gay bartender?
I don't know if he was gay or not. He wasn't wearing a sign.
Did you kiss him?
No. And we're back on the Blitz Virtual Radio Row. Look, virtual hooker just walked by.
Are you virtually chasing her down? Right?
I'm waving virtual money at her. I don't think it's enough, though. So probably not going to happen.
Cheap bastard.
Hey, man, I'm willing to go a hundo.
Okay, well, you know what a hundo will get you in Vegas? It ain't teeth.
Hey, nothing wrong with a gummer. Once you've had a gummer, you never go back.
I'm sure the Baytown Badass it didn't make this. I don't think
Trey is the Baytown Badass. He's the right.
He's the real Baytown Badass.
He's the OG Baytown Badass. Hey, brother, I was saying it on air. Boy, when I hear myself talk like Clint, I can feel the test running through my veins. I'm starting to feel like Clint himself now. Hey, brother. I turn into a pro wrestler. It's like I'm juiced up on Arkansas milk.
I like it.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
That's it. This week. Good week, boys. Very well done, both of you. If you just had somebody who was worth a bleep to work with, man, this show would be so good.
Oh, man, how great it could be.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Hope you guys had fun today with Happy Hour. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll have some more fun then. Why do I feel like we're going to be dogging Deshaun Watson for 3 hours on Monday?
I hope we're not, dude. I hope we're not.
All right. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.